The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind man, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have pity on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent, but he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage, get up. Jesus is calling you." He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied to him, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go your way. Your faith has saved you." Immediately he received his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord. So I was talking with some people the other day, and they were telling me about all these crime investigation shows that are on TV, and I realized I've never actually seen one of them, not a single one of them. You know, they've all got like different letters for their names. I don't even know. I guess people really love that. Usually by the time I get back to my room in the evening after we have meetings and things like that, the only thing that's really still on TV that you really want to see, or at least that I want to see, tends to be kind of these do-it-yourself shows, these restoration kind of, fixer-upper shows, right? Where people are working on their house and you kind of get to see the before and the after. And I kind of like that craftsmanship thing anyway, so I kind of like to watch that. Or another really popular kind of show they have today are these makeover shows. Like, here's the person before and then here's the person after. You know, sometimes it can be pretty dramatic. I don't really like reality shows at all because I don't think they have anything to do with reality, right? If anything, they might just be sort of a symptom of what's wrong with our society. Can we say that? I think so. But what about if we ever had a show on TV that was about conversion, like Change Your Life show? I think that would be a really interesting television. I don't mean that word conversion in the sense that sometimes people use it with regard to converts to the faith. We've kind of discovered that that word isn't really appropriate even to use because either people are baptized or they're not. If they're already baptized, then they're not really converts because they're already believers in Jesus Christ. They're just maybe deepening their understanding of faith and sacraments. If they aren't baptized, then what are they converting from? Right? Because they don't have a religion. Well, anyway, I think that this kind of show could dig a little deeper into a person's life maybe than staying on the level of hair products and fashion. Well, Bartimaeus in the gospel today cries out to Jesus, "Have pity on me." It takes a great deal of self-awareness to be able to say this, to be able to admit blindness. You and I are blind in many ways. As I listened to the story, I wondered if maybe Bartimaeus had seen in the past and by some accident had lost his sight. We don't really know. Did he know what he had lost and suddenly had no idea about how to get it back? Or was he blind from birth? That's possible, but usually the gospel says that if that's the case. So Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And Bartimaeus might have said, "Well, don't you think it's obvious?" But he doesn't, right? Guess. Jesus, guess what I want. He says, "Master, I want to see." And Jesus responds, "Your faith has saved you." The faith that he had as an inner vision, which, even though he didn't have any outward vision, was what caused his salvation. He could see the problem, He could see the solution. He could see the path and the process by which this blindness was going to be healed, even though he had no idea how that blindness would be healed. He could never do it himself. So there is a difference between what is seen and what is known. And Bartimaeus has the knowledge of the reality that lies beneath what is visible in his life. It's not that he's really blind, he just can't see. I want to skip now to the closing prayer of Mass today. I think sometimes these last prayers in the Mass, they kind of just sort of, they're sort of giving us permission to leave, right? Sometimes people have already left when we do the closing prayer after communion. Other times I think people might be saying to themselves, let's get out of here, especially since kickoff is at 1 o'clock, right? Listen to what the prayer says. May your sacraments, O Lord, perfect in us what lies within them, that what we now celebrate in signs, we may one day possess in truth through Christ our Lord. Like Bartimaeus, the ability to see was there. He just didn't have equipment that was working. Jesus looks into us and he asks us what we want, knowing full well what we need. He knows who we are at our core because he made us. He made us in his own image. Well, this concept of image of God, imago Dei, is something that's fundamental to Catholic theology, but in the last 150 years, it became neglected in the face of a lot of the challenges that were taking place in philosophy and theology in the West. But there is a document called Communion and Stewardship, which was published by the International Theological Commission, which says that since Vatican II, this doctrine of the image of God, us being made in the image of God, is something that is being restored to Catholic theology after having been neglected after the modern critiques, after the so-called Enlightenment and different theories of knowledge, which led people to distrust this notion of image. It was reduced either to an ideal, which by definition is unreal or unattainable. It doesn't mean ideals are bad, but ideals are not something that are real in our lives, so to speak. Reducing it either to an ideal or simply to a symbol expressing our human experience. And we know that our human experience is never perfect either. Add to that the additional cultural factors such as the influence of secular humanism. It has become even difficult or impossible for most people today to even affirm any natural orientation that human beings might have to a divine being. Even surveys in the Catholic Church have shown that people largely doubt the possibility of a relationship with God. So this document says that given the choice between an ideal or a symbol, we find that neither of them really satisfies us in our search. Here's that prayer again. May your sacraments, O Lord, perfect in us what lies within them, that what we now celebrate in signs, we may possess one day in truth. Let's look at the sacraments. Who knows the Baltimore Catechism? What is a sacrament? A sacrament is an outward sign instituted by Christ to give grace. An outward sign. What does the word sign mean? The world is so confused about this today. I think that when we talked about those reality shows, I think we could say that they are symbols of life, symbols of some kind of stereotypical concept of humanity that really has nothing to do with reality, but it's a construct that we have maybe, well, I don't know. Sometimes I wonder if maybe New Jersey really is like that. You know what I mean? I don't know. But for us, in our language of symbol, we would say that a symbol is something that carries a concept. So there are two kinds of symbols. The first one's called a natural symbol. For example, if you see smoke, what does that say? Fire. So there's a natural connection between what we experience and what the reality is. That's called a natural symbol. There are also symbols that are called conditioned symbols. So if you're driving along and you see a red octagon on a pole, what are you going to do? You're going to stop. Not because red octagons have anything to do with stopping, but we have grown conditioned to recognize that as a signal or a symbol that says we have to do something. In Catholic theology, the word sign means something completely different. A sign is something that does not carry a concept, but it carries a reality. So we would say that when we celebrate baptisms and confirmations, that the sign of sacred chrism, that consecrated oil that we use, carries under the form of that oil the reality of the Holy Spirit. So when you are anointed with chrism, you are anointed with the Holy Spirit. We use the same language when we talk about the signs of bread and wine in the Eucharist. Under the form of bread and wine, the sign, lies the reality of the body and blood of Jesus, body, blood, soul, divinity. The sign, then, is something that evokes a real presence that lies underneath our human experience, so that what's visible to us physically and what's visible to us spiritually can come into one reality for us in the sacraments. And these are the ways in which God punches through the wall of time and space so that this grace, this sacramental presence, is something that can come to us at any moment in our lives when we invite him into our lives. The prayer again, may your sacraments, O Lord, perfect in us what lies within them, that what we now celebrate in signs, we may one day possess in truth. So returning to Bartimaeus, we can say that we need to have both the ideal. Otherwise, how are we going to grow? How are we going to become better if we don't have an ideal that leads us to a different place where we are than where we are right now? We must have the ideal to know what to ask for. I want to see, as well as the sign, who in this case was Jesus, who stands in front of him and brings with, under that form of the Son of Man, comes healing and reconciliation and salvation. Today salvation has come to you because of your faith, Jesus says. This, I think, would be the ultimate restoration show on TV, right? If we could watch Jesus Christ restore humanity to the original goodness with which we were made and with which all of God's creation was made. Bartimaeus knew the truth, but he couldn't repair his own blindness. We must have the ideal, right, to be better. We must have the sign to see the divine present so that the construct of time and space can be healed. But it's very important that we make one statement that human being does not equal human experience. And philosophy has followed this rule, the opposite of this rule, for about 150 years, that there's nothing more to life than what we experience. No, there's so much more. Human being does not equal human experience, that God, in fact, calls us to more than that. So I want to tell you today that you are also a sign. The church is the sacrament of the presence of Jesus. In the Constitution on the Sacred Liturgy in Vatican II, we read that Christ is present under various signs, four to be exact, at least four that are listed, probably more. Jesus is present perfectly in the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity, perfect presence. Jesus is also present in the person of the sacred minister who presides, that would be me. Jesus is also present in the assembly that gathers, that would be you. Jesus is also present in the individual person that we encounter, which is why we bow to one another when we are here at Mass. I've quoted Thomas Merton a lot lately, but he says one other thing that I think applies perfectly well to this conversation. He says that outside of the Eucharist, the next most perfect place Jesus is present is in the person that you encounter. In that person that you meet, in that person that you have dialogue with, in that person who has needs, in that person who can also provide for you a richer life. That kind of openness is necessary, that openness that Bartimaeus has, that courage that he has to say, Lord, I am blind. And by that admission, Jesus says, then you can see, and your faith has saved you. Today, I'd like us to make that our prayer. As we go through the week, consider the possibility that we need to see more. Maybe we're not completely blind, but there are blindnesses in our lives that need to be healed. Ask the Lord, Lord, I want to see. And he will respond to you in the same way that he responds to Bartimaeus. Today, salvation has come to this house, and your faith has saved you.